Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 31, Friday, the fourth week of Lent. So, we are just about to, tomorrow we'll have 2 weeks of Lent yet left. 2 weeks from tomorrow will be Holy Saturday. So we are definitely closing in Sunday, Passion Tide. This following Sunday, Palm Sunday. So, yeah, we're definitely getting there. You know, I don't know if the opening to these meditations is getting repetitive for you yet, but it has certainly reached that point for me. So, regardless, if there is anyone new, if you haven't been here for 31 days at this point, these meditations do go up on YouTube and on Spiritus TV in video form. And then the audio goes up on all your different major audio podcast apps. And also, if you're new and haven't heard this 31 times, we are doing meditations from the homilies and sermons of Bishop Jacques Bossuet. They've been compiled into a book called Meditations for Lent by Sophia Institute Press. It's a pretty inexpensive book, and I do highly recommend it. Sometimes the meditations sound a little, I don't know, sometimes they do have this almost sense of coming from like the modern church, but the Bishop Bossuet was a French bishop, orator, theologian, from the, I want to say 17th century, from the 1600s. So I think that's just his style of speaking, and it could also be the translation from French to English, but these are traditional, you know, meditations and teachings, And for the most part, they're all very, very good. But regardless, we're going to get into the meditations here. I'm going to throw up an image on screen. There's nothing to watch or look at. So just listen and meditate upon what is being said. So here we go. Day 31. Friday of the fourth week of Lent. Up to Jerusalem. The hour of Jesus approaches. He goes willingly to Jerusalem, where he knows he must die, and he declares it to his disciples. Saint Paul said to the elders of the church of Ephesus, "And now, bound in the spirit, that is, gently constrained and inwardly pressed, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what shall befall me there." Acts 20:22. But Jesus went to Jerusalem, knowing full well what he had to suffer there, and telling his apostles, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will deliver him to the Gentiles." Matthew 20:18-19. St. Paul, however, confessed his ignorance. "All he knew was that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me." Acts 20:23. Instead of revealing things in part, as he did to St. Paul, Jesus explained everything in full to his apostles, as the gospel confirms. Although Jesus spoke plainly, the disciples understood none of these things, for this saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Luke 18:34. By the care that he takes to show us the apostles' ignorance, St. Luke wishes us to appreciate how difficult it was for them to understand the mystery of the cross. St. Luke elsewhere notes the apostles' incomprehension. They did not understand the saying, and it was concealed from them, that they should not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about the saying. Luke 9:45. They did not understand because they did not want to understand. They saw clearly that they must follow their master, and they did not want to know about the suffering that lay ahead for him, for fear of having a similar fate. This is why Jesus said to them, "Let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men." He took care to inculcate this truth during the time when everyone was admiring the miracles he worked. Flattered by his glory, their hearts were closed to what he taught them about the opprobrium he would have to suffer. They did not want to hear about it. Yet it was precisely this message that Jesus wanted them to understand. For in his suffering and in our obligation to follow him and to carry our cross after him is our salvation. Let these words sink into your ears. Consider how prone we are to self-deception. How we play deaf when we are told something that would injure our passions or sensibilities. And how, no matter how plainly we are spoken to, we stop our ears, pretending not to hear, and fearing to understand what is said. Leave this thing behind. Deny yourself this pleasure. Renounce your will. These things we do not hear. We do not want to hear them, or know about them, or ask for clarification about them. It is for this reason that St. Mark recounts the same episode in these terms. They were on the road going to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem." Mark 10:32-33. And he told them about all that he would suffer there. The cause of their astonishment was that they knew the scribes and Pharisees were seeking to put him to death, and that they could not comprehend his decision to place himself in their hands, and they followed him trembling. We fear to follow Jesus to the cross, but to encourage us, he walks ahead. St. Luke remarks that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Luke 9:51. His human nature felt fear, as he showed us his agony in the garden, for he willed to carry our weaknesses in order to teach us to overcome them. Let us follow him, and according to his example, let us steadfastly set our faces when we must go toward penance, mortification, and the cross. It was on this occasion that his disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?" John 11:8. They wanted to persuade him against the journey. Thomas alone understood the mystery, saying generously, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." John 11:16. Noble words, had they been followed by the deed. Yet Thomas fled like the others, and he was the last to believe in the resurrection. Such is man. The one who speaks the boldest is, often as not, shown to be the weakest when God abandons him to his own powers. Understand, Christian, how hard it is to go up to the cross with Jesus, and how great is our need for his grace. And there is the meditation for today. And this is another one of those that kind of hits home, in a sense, at least to me. I think, you know, a lot of us today, we kind of like to talk a big game, you know, when it comes to possible persecution, you know, that we feel may happen in the future. We like to talk a big game and think or say that we'd be, you know, like the martyrs of old, in a sense. But at the same time, when the smallest persecution does happen, you know, the canceling of a Latin mass or anything like that, we tend to like to complain. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't, you know, that. Yeah, I don't even like calling the canceling of a Latin mass to be, you know, something small, but And I'm not saying that it's not, that it's unjust to fight against that or anything like that. I'm just saying, we tend to take the slightest offense against us, very seriously and tend to complain about it. And of course that's not everyone. I'm mostly talking about myself, but, we are very reluctant to want to follow Christ to his cross, especially if that means a cross of our own. We might say otherwise, but when it comes right down to it, most of us fail. So this is a good one to meditate on, especially on a Friday in Lent. As I've said before, if you get a chance today, go to Stations. Go to Stations. That's one of my favorite. But anyways, thank you all once again. I really appreciate it. And I will see you all again tomorrow.